Welcome back, everybody. Daf Yomi. Today we're up to Daf Mem Gimel in Maseches Bava Metzia. We are going to start from the Mishnah on the very top line of Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. So says the Mishnah, Hamafkin Motz Eitzel Shulchani. So if someone gives money to a money changer, so let's say Binyamin gives me money to watch, and my profession is that I am a money changer. So now, Imtzrurin Lo Yishtamishpen. If Binyamin gives it to me all wrapped up, then he clearly does not want me to use this money and to use it as part of my money exchanging business, and therefore I can't use it. So lefichach im avdu eino chayev b'achriyusan. And therefore, if I lose them, I'm not going to be chayev to pay him back because I am going to be treated like a shomer chinam, right? Because he just gave me this money for free to watch, and if I'm not allowed to use it, there's no benefit for me. I'm a shomer chinam, and shomer chinam is putter in Geneva v'aveda. However, Mutarin, let's say he gave it to me just like loosely, loose money. It wasn't like so wrapped up and so official. So nishtamish b'hem. Then I am allowed to go and use them. I'm allowed to use that money. Since I'm a money changer, the assumption Rashi is going to say in the Gemara, the assumption is that if you're giving your money to a money changer, you know that I'm going to use it. So therefore, I am allowed to use it. And lefichach, and therefore, imavdu chayev b'achriyusan. Therefore, if it's lost, then what? I would have to go and pay back because I'm either like a shomer sachar or maybe even like a shoel. So I am going to be chayev in its achrayas, and that's why there's going to be a distinction. Now, etzel balabayas, let's say I'm just a normal guy, not a shulchani. So bein tsurun bein mutarin lo yishtamish b'hen. There is no assumption that when Binyamin gives me the money that it's with the understanding that I'm going to be using it, and therefore lefichach imavdu eino chayev b'achriyus, and therefore I'm not going to be chayev to pay it back if it's lost because I am clearly a shomer chinam at best. Even if it's not tied up, still there's no assumption that a regular balabas is going to be using this money. We are on the last line of the Mishnah on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Says the Mishnah, chenvani. Anyone remember what a chenvani is? A shopkeeper, excellent. So, kebalabayas tiv Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir says that he's like a balabayas, meaning that the assumption is not that they're going to be using the money. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, chenvani ke shulchani, that a chenvani is similar to a money changer, and that there is the assumption that maybe this person would use that money in their business. So, this is the Mishnah. The Mishnah talking about what rights does the person who's watching the money have based on their profession. It sounds like a money changer is going to be different than a balabayas, machlokas, about the status of a storekeeper. Says the Gemara, Mishum Ditzruin Lo Yishtamish Bahen, just because it's tied up means that the money changer. Now again, Binyamin gives me money to watch. I'm a money changer. He gave me that money tied up. Why is there going to be such a distinction between tied up money and loose money? If you're giving it to a money changer, the same assumption that I'm going to be using that money in my business should exist no matter what. Says the Gemara, Amar Abasi, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Bitzruin V'chasumim Shanu. No, we're not talking about where it's just tied up. Where it's tied up and sealed. That's what we're talking about, where it's sealed also, right in the beginning of the Gemara on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. So we're saying, what does it mean that if you give the money to a shulchani, that you are going to have this assumption that I'm going to use it? So you're right, if it's tied up, that's still not enough. It has to be tied up and sealed, and then I wouldn't be using it. Rav Mari Amar B'Kesher Mishuna. Rav Mari says that it's with a Kesher Mishuna, that it's with a different type of knot on it. Ika Da Amrei. Another version of how this reads, Bayer of Mari, Kusher Mishuna Mai, what would be the status of money that's tied up with a different type of knot, which is clearly saying that Binyamin does not want me to use it? So there we answer, Teku. So Teku, we should remember, Teku, we know we normally attribute that to Tishbi Atayitz Kushios Yubos. That's not necessarily true, right? Teku really just means let it stand, right? Let it just stand where it is, and we don't know. Doesn't necessarily mean this Tishbi thing. That's kind of how we've taken it to mean. And there are Mekoros that do answer and do say the things that Eliyahu Hanavi eventually will come and be Matir the Sveikos. This actually comes from a big machlokas as to how exactly Eliyahu Hanavi is going to come at the end of days. What exactly is he going to appear like? Because we have a concept known as Lo Bashamayim Hi, that when it comes to Psak, it's not going to be coming from the heavens. This is the Gemara in Bava Metzia Nuntes, which we'll get up to, right? This is the classic Tanur Shel Achsonai, where all the different things were happening. If I'm right, then this. If I'm right, then that. And the Baskel came out and said, Lo Bashamayim here. Rav Moshe in his introduction writes about how why he's writing his Sefer. And he writes, you know, even though I don't really want to write the Sefer, but people are asking me questions, so I'm going to keep writing the Sefer. And I just look through the Sugya the best of my ability, and I come up with a Psak. I might be wrong, but this is the way I view the Sugya. And that's the way we have to learn halacha. When you can, you know, obviously have to know everything like he knew everything. But then when you come to Ipsak, okay, you come to Ipsak. So the big question becomes, how's Eliyahu HaNavi going to come? Is Eliyahu HaNavi going to come as like a malach? In which case, he's going to come with Ipsak, but that doesn't really work like that. That's not how Ipsak works. Or is Eliyahu HaNavi just some, you know, old Talmud Chacham somewhere that's just lived through every single generation, and then he knows the Metzias of every single generation. He's just a big-time Talmud Chacham. Then it makes sense that he could just go and pask and everything. So it's a big discussion. Maharaj Chayes has this whole discussion. But anyway, this situation is teku. Good. Now let's go to the next part of the Gemara. So we said, Mutar Yishtam Mishpahen. So we said, if Binyamin gives me money to watch, and I am a money changer, and he gives it to me loose, then I'm allowed to use it. And therefore what? Therefore, since I'm allowed to use it, if it's lost, then I'm chayiv because I'm either like a shomer sachar or a shoel. Says the Gemara. Amar Ravuna va'afigu nensu. Says Ravuna with a bit of a chiddush. Even if it's beyond my control. So Binyamin gave me the money not tied up. So he gave me this loose money. And now, even if there was something that was an ones, it was beyond my control, still I'm going to be chayiv. Says Gemar ha'avdu katani. What are you talking about? It doesn't say nensu. It says that I lost it. Gneva v'aveda is very different than ones. Says Gemar, no, kid to Rabba. We're going like Rabba. Because Rabba says, which we saw a little earlier and we'll see later on, Dam Rabba, nignivu. When we say nignivu, that's ballista mizugin. That's with armed robbers. Avdu, shetava svina sobayam. That's where your boat flipped over and was sinks at sea. And that is something that's beyond your control, yet it's still referred to as avdu. So we see that aveda could be referring to something beyond your control. So that's the shita of Rav Huna, that ones, you're still going to be chayev for. Me as the money changer, I'm still going to be chayev if it's something beyond my control. But Rav Nachman disagrees. Rav Nachman amar nensu lo. No, if it's something that was beyond my control, then I'm going to be putter. So I'm really Rav or Rav Nachman, Lidi Dachta Amar Nensu Lo. So Rava says to Rav Nachman, according to you who says that you're not going to be chayef for an ones, Alma lo have shoel alayhu. So this proves that I am not considered a shoel on the stuff that Binyamin gave me. When Binyamin gives me, again, I'm a money changer. When Binyamin gives me money to watch, with the assumption that I'm going to use it, I'm not considered a shoel. Because if I was considered a shoel, then I would be chayef on Nensu. I would be chayev on stuff. Shoel is a borrower, right? Someone who's a borrower, the assumption is that you're going to use that thing and you're chayev in onus because you have full usage rights of this object. So you would think that you're going to be chayev, but from the fact that Rav Nachman says that you're not going to be chayev for onus shows that you're not going to be a shoel. But says the Gemara, Yishoel lohavi, shomer sachar nami lohavi. Why would you think that, oh, it's going to be a shomer sachar, but not going to be a shoel? What, if you're not going to be a shoel, then you shouldn't be a shomer sachar either, and you shouldn't be chayev for aveda either. So why would we think one and not the other? What's the schar that you're getting over here? Says the Gemara, Amar Leib, Baha Modin Alach. To this he agrees, Dahu Venene Mahane. Meaning, Bahu Ana, Di Misrame Leizvina, Di Isbe Ravcha, Zavan Behu, Havi Alayu Shomer Sachar. What makes you a Shomer Sachar in this case? I now have Binyamin's cash. Right? Even if I'm not going to use it necessarily, the fact that if someone came along, by the way, once in a lifetime opportunity, if you invest in this right now, you will make 10 times your money that you put in. I learned a valuable lesson that when you have a hot stock tip, you get burnt. Right? Hot tips, you get burnt. Apparently that's well known, but not to me. But good, now we know. Tesla seemed to have worked. Anyway, but here we go. But here, again, this idea, this concept, that if you have this money, you now have some cash. That if a good investment opportunity came along, you could potentially invest, and that's enough to make you into a shomer sachar. Good. Says the Gemara, Isvei Rav Nachman l'Rav Huna. So Rav Nachman's going to ask on Rav Huna. Again, Rav Nachman's one who said that ones is not going to be chayav, meaning you're not going to be considered a shoel. He asks Rav Huna, says that you are considered a shoel. So now this Mishnah appears in Mi'ila. We know what Mi'ila is. Mi'ila is stealing things from Hekdesh. Right. Says the Mishnah in Mi'ila, which is very similar to our Mishnah, but just talking about Mi'ila. Hamafkid mos etzal shulchani. So Binyamin gives me money and I'm a money changer and he gives it to me to watch. Im tsururin lo yishtamish bahen. If it's tied up, then I'm not allowed to use it. And therefore, lefichach im hotzi lo ma'al hagizbar. Therefore, if the money changers, now let's just change the case just a little bit. Binyamin's not just a regular guy that's giving me the money changer money to watch. Binyamin is the Gabbai Tzedakah. He's the Gizbar. So Binyamin gives me the money to watch, and it's really hektish money. He doesn't remember what's what, and he gives me hektish money. So if it's tied up, then I'm not supposed to be using it. So it's not as if he stole from hektish, and therefore, if I go and use that money, it's my own fault for using hektish money. Bavim mutarin yishtamish bahen. But if it's loose money, then I am allowed to use it. The assumption is that a money changer will use it. Lefichach imhotzi ma'al gizbar. Therefore, if I were to use the money in my business, then that's a me'ila issue for Binyamin, because he knows exactly what's coming. I'm like a shliach for him. But says the Gemara, v'i amar afilu nensu. But if you're going to say that even if an ones happens to the money that you're going to be chayev, meaning when it's loose money, nothing actually has to happen, just an ones, even if it's beyond your control, that's still going to make you chayev. So ma'ir yahotzi, afilu lahotzi nami. Why does the Mishnah have to say that I actually, as the money changer, use the money? Even if I didn't use the money, just the ability that I have to be able to use the money, that should be enough to make you chayev, because that's like an ones. That should be enough. Says Gemara, Amralehu adin, afagav de lahotzi. You're right, inachanami. Even if you didn't actually use the money, if Binyamin was the gizbar, he's the gabbai tzedakah, and he gives me the money changer, money to watch, and he gives it loose, where the assumption is that I'm going to use it, he would be chayiv right away for me'ila, even if I didn't actually use the money yet. Then why did it not say, why did it say the word hotzi? Vayi tana resha hotzi, tana seifa nami hotzi. Because we want to stay consistent in the Mishnayos, because the resha says hotzi, so the seifa is going to say hotzi as well. So that's the first part of our daf, Mishnah to Mishnah. The Mishnah talking about Binyamin giving me money as the money changer, and what's its status of the money? Am I allowed to use it? Am I not allowed to use it? Is it tied up? Is it not tied up? What's loose? What's not considered loose? That is the first part of our daf. Now comes the next Mishnah. Mishnah says, Hashaleach yad b'pikadon. So we spoke about shlichus yad b'pikadon, shaleach yad b'pikadon. This is misappropriating the asset, not using it for what you're supposed to. It's a form of gezel in some capacity. Now we spoke about the differences the other day, but when you have someone who is shaleach yad b'pikadon, so again, Binyamin gives me something to watch, and I use it inappropriately in a way that I'm not supposed to be using it. So, says the Mishnah, Beishamai omrim yilaka bechasr v'yeser. So Beishamai says that I'm going to be penalized by the increase and the decrease, meaning that I'm always going to pay the higher amount. Meaning, what are we talking about? What's the case over here? Where I do something, right, where I do something that I'm not supposed to do with Binyamin's object, and then it gets destroyed. So the question becomes, how much do I have to pay? Let's say the object has now increased in value or decreased in value, right? And now it's destroyed. So how much do I have to pay Binyamin back? So says Bisham, I always have to pay back the higher amount. Meaning if I took it from him when it was worth 10 and now I broke it when it's worth 5, I have to pay him 10. Let's say I took it from him when it was worth 5 and now I broke it when it was worth 10. How much do I have to pay him? Still 10. That's Bisham Ashita. Beishel omrim kishas hotza. So Beishel says that. No, we're saying
no,
what?
No, it starts 10, it goes to 5, you pay 10.
Yeah.
Then it starts 10, it goes to 20. You don't say you start at 5.
Well, okay, right, you could do that. Right, either way, right. I guess that's semantics. Yeah, okay, I thought you were giving me like a real thing. Yeah, that's semantics, right? Yeah, but you're right, that does make a lot more sense. I told you, Saul saved my strategy. Buy high, sell low, and Saul told me with enough volume, I'll make it up. So we're working on it. That's what we're working on. So that's the case of Beit Shammai. Beit Hillel omrim kishas hotza. Beit Hillel says that you go like the shas hotza. The Gemara is going to spend a lot of time trying to figure out what exactly Beit Hillel's shita is. Rabbi Akiva omer kishas hatviya. Rabbi Akiva says that you pay the shas hatviya, meaning whatever Beis Din, right when Beis Din comes and makes a claim on you, or when you're being brought to Beis Din for a claim, that's the amount that you're going to have to pay. So now imagine they bring you to Beis Din at 20. Okay, I just had to say that, but you know what I'm doing. That this is the three-way machlokas in our Mishnah. Good. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rabba, Hai man de gazo chavisa de chamer mechavrei. So Rabba says, let's say I go and steal Binyamin's barrel of wine. Me'ikara shavya zuza hashta shavya arba. So when I stole it from Binyamin, it was worth 1 zuz, and now it's worth 4 zuz. And now, tavra o shasye mishalim arba. Now I break it or I drink it, so how much am I going to pay? I'm going to pay the 4. Again, it was worth 1 when I took it. Now it's worth 4. I'm going to pay the 4. Itbar memegla, but let's say it broke on its own. Not that I broke it, but it broke on its own. Mishalim zuza. Then I only have to pay 1. My timer. Why would I only have to pay 1 in that case? Because kevan di isa hadra lamare be'ena. Hahi shaita de kashasila le o de katavar le kagazamine. Because since I didn't do anything, if I would have gone to try to return it, I would have returned it at this moment, which means that it was going to be worth 1. So now we say that at the time that I stole it, that's when I did the thing wrong. Meaning, since I could have returned it at this moment, so we go back to when did my action cause an issue here, and that was when I stole it. And when I stole it, it was worth one. So that's why I'm only going to have to pay one. Utanan, and we have a Mishnah, kol ha-gazlan mishalmin kishas ha-gzela, that any thief pays like the shas ha-gezel, and at the shas ha-gezel, it was worth one. Now, itbar memela mishalim zuza, I'm sorry. Right, so this was why... This is what we're referring to, meaning when was the issue? When I broke it, when would the issue come up? When I broke it. So then that's the Shas HaGzela over there, because I could have returned it until I broke it. So it's the Shas HaGzela. So I'm going to pay it the Shas HaGzela, which means it was four. But now, Itbar Memela Mishalim Zuza, if it breaks on its own, I only pay one Zuz, my time. Why? Because Hashta Lo Avid La Velo Midi, I didn't do anything wrong. I might come a Chayvis like, why am I going to be Chayv over here? I Yishayta De Gazla. The only thing I did wrong was when I stole it initially, and there, I Yishayta Zuza Hu De Shavye. And over there, it was only worth one, and that's why I'm going to be Chayv one. So again, we had the case where it was worth one, and now it's worth four. If I break it when it was worth four, then I'm going to have to pay four. Because when did I mess this thing up? When I broke it. That's my Shas HaGzela. Because before that, I could have just given it right back. So that's why I'm going to be chayav four. But when it breaks on its own, I'm only chayav one because I didn't do anything to break it. So we go back to my last thing that I did, which was when I stole it. And I stole it when it was worth one. So that's why I'm going to be chayav one based on this Mishnah, which says that ko ha-gazlan mishalmin kishas ha-gzela. Good. Then we said Tanan, Beis Hillel, Omrim, Kesha Sotza. So Beis Hillel said, like the Shah Sotza. My Kesha Sotza. What is this Shah Sotza? What does this mean? So Ilema Kesha Sotza Min HaOlam. If you're going to tell me that we're talking about when it was destroyed, Uvemai, what's this referring to? Ibechaser, if we're talking about that you would pay the lower amount, that let's say again, it started as worth 10, and now it's only worth 5. And Beis Hillel is saying that you're only going to be chayev to pay 5. Mika Laman Damar, does anyone say that you're going to be chayev to only pay the smaller amount? You have to pay Kishas HaGzela, so you're going to have to pay the higher amount. Vibi Yeser, and if we're saying that you're going to have to pay more, let's say it was worth 10 and now it's worth 20. Very good. If it was worth 10 and now it's worth 20, and that's what we're saying, that you're going to have to pay 20, but that's Hainu Beis Shammai. That's exactly Beis Shammai Shita. So what exactly is Beis Hillel saying? So we're going to have a few different possible explanations. Ela Pshita, Kishas Hotza, Bim Beis Bailam. Rather, what we're talking about is that it's when it was taken from the house of Binyamin. That's what we're referring to. So if that's going to be the case, though, then says the Gemara, Lema Rabba de Amar Kibei Shammai. It would come out that Rabba Shita is going to be like Beis Shammai. And that we can't have because we don't paskin like Beis Shammai. So says Gemara Amar Lach Rabba. Rabba says, no, really, Beis Hillel is a different case. Rabba says, B'yeser kuli alma lo pligi. When it goes up in value, everyone agrees that you'd pay back the higher amount. Ki pligi b'chaser. The whole machlokus is when it goes down in value. Beis Shammai savre shlichos yad eina tricha chisaron. So Beis Shammai says, remember, this is a machlokus we saw the other day also, that Beis Shammai says what? In order to be chayav for shlichos yad, it does not need to be missing anything. There does not need to be any actual loss, and therefore v'chi chaser b'shusei didei chaser, and therefore when it goes down in value, it's going down in your own possession. That's when it's going down in value, and therefore Beis Shammai would say that you pay the higher amount because the lower amount that it's now worth only happened in your possession. Ubeis Hillel savre, Beis Hillel says shlichas yad tzricha chisar, and that in order to be chayav for shlichas yad, there needs to be something missing, and therefore v'chi chaser b'shusei demare chaser. When it's something's going down in value, it's going down in Binyamin's value. Again, Binyamin gives me something and I use it inappropriately, right? So now, according to Beis Shammai, when in order for me to be chayav for shlichas yad, it needs to be missing something. So when it's missing something, according to Beis Shammai, it does not need to be missing something, right? Since it does not need to be missing something, so right when I take it from Binyamin, I'm going to be chayav. Any further loss that happens is my own loss. So I'm going to have to pay Binyamin back for the higher amount. But for Beis Hillel, in order to be chayav for shlichas yad, something needs to be missing. So when I misappropriate the asset that Binyamin gave me, that's happening in his possession because I'm only chayav once it's actually missing something. So now I'm going to have to pay him back the smaller amount in that situation. But says the Gemara, that's a nice answer, but that leaves us now with someone else poskening like Beis Shammai, which we don't like. El ha-dam ar-Rava, but Rava is the one who says, Shlichas yad eina tzricha chisaron, lema Rava damar ki Beis Shammai. That would come out that Rava is holding like Beis Shammai. And we don't like that because that's not how we paskin. So El Hachamai Askin, and what are we talking about? Gon Shatiltu Lahavi Aleha Gozlos. We're talking about a situation where I use Binyamin's object as like a step stool. I want to go get my young doves from on top of the tree, so I use his object like a step stool. And really, what's our machlokas? Uveshoa Shalomi Das Kamifligi. There's a machlokas about someone who is Shoel Shalomi Das. If you are borrowing without someone else's permission, what's that status? Beis Shammai Savri, Shoel Shalomi Das Gazan Havi. Beis Shammai says, when I borrow something without your permission, I am a thief, I am a Gazan, V'chi Chaser, B'shusei Didei Chaser. And therefore, when it goes down in value, that was in my possession because I made kinyane gezela on it. I'm a thief, so therefore I made kinyane gezela, and therefore it goes down in value, and therefore I'm a gazel, and that's why I'd have to pay binyamin the higher amount. Ubeisilel savrei shoel shlomidas shoel have shoel shlomidas is still considered a shoel v'chichaser b'shusei demara chaser, and therefore when it goes down, it's still considered binyamin's possession, and therefore when I pay him back, I'm only going to pay him back a lesser amount. It says the Gemara again. Elohada Amar Rava, Shoah Shlomidas L'Rabbanan Gazlan Havei. Rava says that a Shoah Shlomidas, according to the Rabbanan, is a Gazlan. Name Rava, Damar Ka Beis Shammai. That would come out again that Rava's like Beis Shammai. So how are we going to explain Beis Hillel over here to make it make sense? Elohacha B'Shevach Shel Gzela Kamifli. Rather, we're not talking about the market value going up or down. We're talking about the item itself increasing or decreasing. That's what we're referring to. When the object itself increases or decreases, well, really just increases, that's where the Mismach Logos comes out. What does this mean? Beis Shammai Savrei Shevach Gezela Dinigzal Havei. So Beis Shammai says that any additional benefit that comes from a stolen object, that belongs to the Nigzal, that belongs to Binyamin. If I steal something from Binyamin, and the Gemara is going to give the example, if I steal an animal from Binyamin, and now I have all of its shearings, and I have a baby that this animal gave birth to, so who gets all of that additional stuff? So Beis Shammai says, that goes to the Nigzal, Binyamin's going to get all of that. Beis Hillel Savrei, Shevach Gezela, De Gazlan Havei, that I, as the Gazlan, get the rights to all that stuff. Uplokta Dahani Tanayim, and this is the same Machlokas Tanayim, De Tanya. As we saw in Bava Kama, Hagozel Es HaRachel, if someone steals a female sheep, or a ewe, same thing. Guzza, right? Very impressive. E-U-E, E-W-E, right? Guzza, V'yalda, Mishali, Mosavi, Eskizosea, V'yesvaldosea, Divir, Rebbe Meir. So Rebbe Meir says that I have to pay back everything. You pay back the animal, you pay back the shearings, and you pay back the baby. Rebbe Yehuda, Omer, Rebbe Yehuda says, Gzela Choseres Be'inei. That Rebbe Yehuda says, you give back the actual Gzela, that which you stole, you give back. And the other stuff you are allowed to keep. Dekanami, and we could see that this is true based on the actual lashon of what we've been discussing. Diktani beishamai omrim yilake bechaser v'yaser. It sounds like with the more and the less, if there's add-ons or subtractions from the item itself, is what we're referring to. Beis Hillel omrim kishasotza shmamina. Beis Hillel says kishasotza, that it just goes by the time that it was taken, meaning all additions do not go back to Binyamin. That's really what it's referring to. So again, we had this Mishnah, we had a three-way machlokas as to what we're referring to. We had Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and Rabbi Akiva, right? It was Rabbi Akiva was the last one, and Rabbi Akiva. So we wanted to understand, we know Beis Shammai says you're always going to pay the higher amount no matter what, but what's Beis Hillel's shita? So we ended up saying, after a long back and forth, that he's talking about that you give kishas hotza, talking about a case where now there was extra stuff from what I initially stole from Binyamin. What's the status of that extra stuff? That's what we're referring to. Good. Now, last part of the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva Omer Kishas HaTviyah. We said that Rabbi Akiva says that you go based on the time that you're getting Toveya, you're being claimed in court. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yudah, Amar Shmuel, Halacha K'Rabbi Akiva. Rav Yudah said, name of Shmuel, the Halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. Moda Rabbi Akiva, B'makom Shiyesh Edim. But Rabbi Akiva would agree, when there are Edim, then you're going to be chayev from that time. My time, why? Because Damar Karla, Asher Hu Lo, Yitnenu Biyom, Ashmaso. Because the Pasuk tells us that you're only going to pay when you're found guilty. So, V'kevan De'ike Edim. And since there are Edim, Me'ahu Shaita Hu De'ichayev Le Ashma. Because from that moment, that's when you're going to be chayev. Meaning we're going by the moment that you're chayev. We generally assume that the moment you're going to be chayev is in Beis Din, right? That's generally what we assume, right? When they go in Paskin, that's what it's going to be. Then that's going to be what the case is. We generally assume that's in Beis Din. But once there are Edim, that becomes the Shas Chiyuv. Amar Rabbi Boshai, Rabbi Yehuda, Rebbe Ata Omer Kein. Really, is this what Rebbe says? Is this what Rabbi Akiva, is this really what you hold? Hachi Amar Rabbi Asi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Cholokaya Rabbi Akiva Afilu B'makom Shiyesh Edim. But I heard that Rabbi Akiva says that we argue even if there are Edim that you have to have the Shas HaTviyah. It has to be when you go to court. My time, why? Because the same Basud Amar Karl Asher Hulo Yitnenu Biyom Ashmaso. Because you can only pay when you're actually made Chayev. Ubeidinahu Dekama Chayev is Le Ashma. And it's the Beis Din that actually makes you Chayev. Edim is very nice. It's a big step. But it's actually the Beis Din that makes you Chayev. So Amar Rabbi Zeila Rabbi Abba Bar Papa Ki Az Also L'Hasam. So Rabbi Zeira said to Rabbi Abba Bar Papa, when you go to Eretz Yisrael, Akif Asuma Detzur V'Olegabe Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi. So go and make a detour to Tzur and go and ask Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi. Ba'minei Ishmael Leger Rabbi Yochanan Halacha K'Rabbi Akiva O In Halacha K'Rabbi Akiva. And go ask if he heard anything from Rabbi Yochanan whether the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva or not. Amrale, and he said Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Halacha K'Rabbi Akiva Li Olam. The halacha is like Rabbi Akiva Li'olam, forever seemingly. So my li'olam, what does that mean? I just asked you if the halach is like Rabbi Akiva or not. What does it mean li'olam over here? My li'olam. Am Ravashi shlo tomer hanimi li'hechad alaka edim, aval hechad ika edim lo. Don't tell me that this is only when there's no edim, but when there are edim, then the halacha follows the others, meaning we're always going to follow Rabbi Akiva no matter what. That's one shita as to what li'olam is saying. Or vi'inami da'ahadra l'duchta v'itavra. Or we're saying that we hold like Rabbi Akiva even in a situation where, let's say, Binyamin gave me his object to watch. I did something that I wasn't supposed to do with his object, but now it survived that. And now I put it back to where it was. Binyamin said, leave it in this place. So I put it back in this place now. And then it breaks after I had already put it back. So in that situation, still you're going to be chayev. La'afuke mid Rabbi Yishmael. Remember we saw this the other day. Coming to exclude Rabbi Yishmael. Da'amar lo ba'inan das bailam. Remember, Rabbi Yishmael was the shita that said that we don't need das bailam, that I can put it back even after the fact. I don't need to tell Binyamin that I messed up his thing. As long as I put it back, now I'm off the hook.
What's the reason why you would be off the hook? That you wouldn't be off the hook.
Oh, because, right, so this was the shita of Rabbi Akiva, I think, that, right, it was Rabbi Akiva versus Rabbi Yishmael, that once I steal your thing, or I use your thing inappropriately, I have to tell you when I'm going to go and put it back, right? I'd have to inform you and say, hey, I did this, and now I put it back. And if I didn't tell you, then I have not done a proper hashava yet. Right, only once I inform you that I put it back, even if you didn't know that I took it. So it's an interesting machlokas. But this comes against that shita lo ba'inan das bailam, kamash malanda ba'inan das bailam. It's coming to teach me that we do need das bailam. V'rava amar, now all of this was within Abaye, who said that we hold like Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah. But v'rava amar, Rava disagrees, and he says, halacha ki beis hillel. The halacha is going to be like beis hillel, that it goes kishas hotza. So we had two Mishnayos, and very cleaned up, right? Two Mishnayos, basically just going through the different shitas in the Mishnayos. The first Mishnah we had was where I'm the money changer. Binyamin gives me money. If it's wrapped up, if it's not wrapped up, what's its status? What's considered wrapped up? Why would it be different? Am I a shoel? Am I a shomer sachar? Maybe just having the liquidity makes me into a shomer sachar. We had a whole thing over there. So then we got into the Gizbar, the similar case by Hektish. When would it apply? When would it not apply? We then got into the second Mishnah about someone who misappropriates the asset, the thing which they're supposed to watch, and then something happens to the object. If it goes up in value, down in value, when do we go and base it on? So we had a three-way machlokas. It sounds like there's a machlokas. Who we hold like in the machlokas? Abaye says we hold like Rabbi Akiva. Rava says we hold like Beis Hillel, and this is how we end our daf. So we will start from the Mishnah tomorrow on daf Mem Gimel and Beis as we do the last daf in Perek HaMafkid.